And we are live. And we are all right. So what's happening here? There we go. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to your latest edition of Everything Real Estate. We are. I'm Maurice Muhammad, your host today for this episode of Everything Real Estate. We are your source for everything real estate, your go-to for real estate. Any questions and anything that you can think of real estate, we want to be your source. We would like to be able to provide you with information as we are dealing with this COVID pandemic and these times that we're in. We are here to provide you with information, real live information from the industry experts, those that are seasoned and have their thumb on the pulse beat, so to speak, you know, and those that are in the trenches and the practitioners and those that are doing it and in business and making it happen, you know, not just theory, you know, but those that are actually practicing. It's been said that an ounce of action and beats a pound of theory any day. So we're talking to those that are doing it and they're in the field doing it. And that's what we like to bring to you, some real information. So we are currently, based on this pandemic, we are airing as much as we possibly can, as much as we get information that we want to bring to you, we are going to bring it and make sure that we bring that information to you and make it available to you. Why do we do this? Why? Because as stewards of this industry for the underrepresented, it is a duty and it's our obligation to make sure that you get information that's valid and relevant and that it's going to be able to help you and make sure that your transaction in real estate or as your transactions around real estate is one and can be one that you can make the best out of and get the best results from, you know. So where you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and right here, and just like you found us on Facebook as well. So we'll be here giving you information. And today I just wanted to get to you and make sure we get our guest to you. We have a very special guest. Her name is Harriet Robertson. She's a seasoned, experienced broker. She's probably forgot more than I know and more than some of us know. She's the broker owner of Brooklyn BPO. Out of Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, stand up. Brooklyn, New York is in the house. So, yeah, so I just wanted, without further ado, I'd like to bring you Harriet Robertson, and she can just share us and tell us a little bit about who she is and what she does and her share a little bit of experience drinking hope with us.
Hello. My name is Harriet Robertson. I want to say hello to everybody and everybody on my Facebook page as well. I came into real estate in 1980. I really knew nothing about real estate, to be perfectly honest with you. But I had a six-year-old that I wanted to play mommy for, so I had to figure out something. So I guess you can say I've been in the business a long time. When I went to my first office, after we made this decision, my husband and I said, what I could do, because I could do what I wanted to do. I could go to the school and be mommy, and I could make money, and everything would work fine. So when I first went to the first office, they were selling Florida. I got nothing. I got a piece of paper I have to talk to people about. That didn't work well for me, because one, I come from Georgia, and I didn't even like Florida, so that was not going to work for me. And so one day I went to the broker and said, I've been there 5 days, and he took a desk, just whirled it across the floor, and a chair, and he said, sit there and sell Brooklyn. Well, that was it, right? I learned that the job is very interesting. It's a people business. And the product that you're selling is technically not what you're selling. It's what people believe about you.
Wow. Right?
If people like you and people know you will tell them the truth and they see what you say as actual, you have no problem selling anything. I could sell a dog catcher, not a problem. As long as the person understands that I know what I'm selling. After 2 years in the business, I sold so much property that my broker said, and I'm glad he said it, if you go now and take your broker's class, you won't have to take another class. Oh, wow, I won't have to, the leading word. So I went and I got my broker's license. It has been fun. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was ill, and this is something I want to tell you about. We're worried about the pandemic. Well, I had the virus. I hope I don't look so bad. I'm feeling fine. So don't be afraid. And my son had it and his wife. So I have to report to you, I know about three people who made it through, right? Mm. So that is something to tell you about. Not a great big deal. And for me, it was kind of a big deal in my mind because I just had cancer surgery. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. But I'm here, you know?
Wow.
So don't worry. Yeah, seriously.
Like, you just survived cancer surgery, and then after cancer surgery, you beat COVID-19.
Right. And when I was in the hospital, I mean, all worried, and the doctor said, oh, you can go. I mean, it was like 4 days, and they said, you just go and relax. And they couldn't believe I was so strong. And I was like, really? And they said, yes. And then after that, looking at the news, I was like, oh my God, I must be strong. I made it. So think about yourself as strong. You can make anything. And I said that to go into this. This is the worst thing that has happened. But remember way back in the 80s when we had the East Coast blackout? Mm. I mean, how bad was that? How about the hurricanes we've had? And the bombing. I mean, this is bad, but if you put your best foot forward, your real estate foot forward, your automobile selling foot forward, whatever you do, put your best foot forward, you will get through this too. Okay, now that's something that I didn't want to leave without saying. And as a realtor, part of our smarts, or not smart, is that we're able to do that. That's part of what you learn. You learn to listen to the seller. You learn to see what his or her, what they want and why. And then you're able to sell a property. That's just how it happens, right? And some of my earlier experiences came forward while I was in the hospital. I got a call from someone in North Carolina. I had no idea at the time when I picked up the call. And the lady started talking and she just wanted to know how I was. And I said, I'm fine. I lied, but I mean, I was fine. And she said who she was. I sold a house for her 20 years ago. She lives in North Carolina and she just thought about me. These are the kind of things that happen. So being a realtor is not a bad thing. It's just what you want for yourself. Right. And there are various ways of being. When I started early in the business, there were things I had to learn about. I had to learn my area. I'm in Brooklyn, right?
That was my next question.
Yeah, when people start to talk about their area, sometimes I'm able to say, oh, you're in that blue house or whatever. And there are a lot of houses here. But when you go up and down and you drive around a lot, you learn the area. You absolutely know what you're talking about. You go to networking things in the neighborhood, NARAB, NAR, NRBA, all those kind of organizations, CCIM, have networking things where you can not only if you, you know, when I grew up, my mother said, there's no shame in not knowing, but there is shame in not knowing where to find it. So when you network and you go around with other brokers and other people in whatever field you're in, right, they tell you things that you cannot in a lifetime see. because they've experienced it. And there's no reason you can't take that in and know it as well. So that's something I learned in real estate. I learned about the areas of the business. It's not just selling a residential house that belongs to John Doe. Mm-hmm. We have apartments, mm-hmm. sell land, mm-hmm. and we sell what is called REOs.
REOs. So now, is that what you're doing?
Are properties that have been foreclosed upon.
Right? Gotcha.
And they now belong to the bank. Well, the bank is a bank. They don't need those properties, so they need to sell them. So mm-hmm. they need people around them that understand what their mission is. That's a seller. The bank is the seller. What is their mission? What does the property look like? What is it worth at this time? These are things we have to be experts at. And it means we are always looking and searching to find the information. And part of the ways we do it is by the memberships in the groups that real estate groups, NARAB and NAR and NRBA and Five Star. We learn from these entities, right, how it happens in neighborhoods. I can tell you what's happening in California because I have someone there that's always telling me about what he's going through.
Yeah, network.
You have to pay attention because because he's in California does not mean it doesn't happen to me in New York.
Right.
You know, so a lot of our experiences are gotten that way. What are the pitfalls? And boy, let me tell you, there are a lot of them. Some of the stories are funny as hell. You know, sometimes when people leave the property, they leave us with little problems, like a dog, right? We don't even know it's in the property, or a whole bunch of newborn cats, or leaving the door open and somebody comes in and decide they want to live there and they have no lease. So there are a lot of pitfalls that you cannot get as hysterical about, and you have to understand that that's part of it. And you just do it with ease, like this is your life, and that's what it is. Some of the other pitfalls is break-ins. One time I went to a building.
Did you say break-ins?
Yeah, break-ins.
Okay.
I went to a building, and it's an REO, right? And I see the gate open. Now, why is the gate open? I'm coming to inspect to make sure. And there was a guy in there. And when I looked at the gate, I was coming in, it looked like the lock had been tampered with. And when I get in, he says, how are you? And I said, I'm fine. And so he says, isn't this a lovely house? And I said, yes. And the house needed a lot of work. And he began to tell me, you know, like what it needed. And he's guiding me around. After a while, I said to him, excuse me, but is this your house? He says, no, but I'm selling it. Right? Mm-hmm. I said, you are? I said, that's strange, because I thought I was the broker. He said, oh, I'm sorry. He was an investor who wanted to buy it, and he was not selling it to me. So these are the kind of things that you run into, and you say, oh, my God, there's another day, right? Or you go in, and when you first get an REO, there are people there, and the mother has a little baby. And now you know, they have to leave, but, you know, you have to tell the story of what you see to the bank. You know, so there, and then, of course, you have the HUD properties. And they're a little bit better.
Actually, a lot better. Because they don't require you to use your own money, and you have to fight.
No, they don't. They don't require that. And most of them have been cleaned. Yeah. And there's a price that, you know, that they pretty much want, and people want them. So you just have to know what they want and whether they qualify. So it's a little better. And then, of course, we don't have as many now as short sales. That's when a person knows they're in problems and they want to sell it. The bank has allowed them to sell it. Generally for less than they owe, because this keeps them from getting into it, and it's a smooth transition sometimes. But there are all kinds of things that we do. But mostly what we do is we give of ourselves as people to right. understand how the other people are. And right. that's serious. You know, you just never know.
You don't. You don't.
You really don't know.
You know, and I like to say that to that, you know, so to your, what is your day-to-day business? I know you just got out of the hospital, and that is amazing that you're back up in Adam after two battles and bouts with that. And I wouldn't dare ask you your age because I don't want.
You can go ahead.
And you beat cancer and the COVID pandemic that's taken out. That's taken out over 60,000 people. So can you tell us what your day-to-day business looked like prior to going in? You know, what did you do? What's your day-to-day?
Most of your business is making contacts with people and trying to see things from their perspective. Like with the REOs. They have something that's called the list pendants that they start telling them early, hey, listen, you're in problems. Listen, mm-hmm. you need to pay attention. So I do a lot of calling to list pendants. And what I've found is that people are scared. And rather than face up to what they need to do or talk to somebody,
That was a tip for real estate professionals out there. If you're new in the business, you just dropped the jewel on you. And I've heard it said that it's not what's taught, but it's what's caught. Yes. And if you caught that, she said, list pendants is an opportunity for you and a place for you to start looking for business. So if you're in the business of REOs, this is for your wholesalers and those individuals that's doing wholesalers, and you want to get business and get listings before they become listings.
Correct.
She just gave you the path and how to do that and where to start with that. So right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. And go ahead.
Find one and they're willing to talk to you. My first plan and the best plan so that they know you are with them is to help them to try to save it. You know, there are things that they can do. And once they want to deal with you, you get permission to talk to their mortgage people. And if there's a letter or something they have to send in, you do it and help them do it. Most of the time, they don't win, but there are one or two that do win. And the reason they don't win is they've waited too long. 5-6 years, that's a lot of time. You know, when you owe somebody money, you owe somebody money. And 60 days is one thing, but 5 or 6 years, that's just too long. And that's generally why they don't win. I remember once I sold one, this lady, she had grown children and she got sick, and she had a really great job, but she got sick in the meantime and they weren't helping. But they lived in the property, grown children with dogs and cats.
Now, how many times I've seen that?
So I had to go in and sit down with her and explain, listen, you won't get any money, not real money out of this. She was getting moving money, but you can start over and get yourself something and let these grown-ups go their way. And she's
so
doing
you,
well.
Can you just explain that moving money? To those that don't know what that is, what that means?
What happens is a lot of the banks will give money on a short sale, sometimes five. I've seen as much as $20,000 being given so that we can get, and that's a little bit of money. Even if you don't do anything with now, but put it in the bank and let it grow for yourself, you know, in 5 years, man, you're ready to start all over. And you can go back and start all over and really mm-hmm. get something that you can afford. Most of the people who are losing their properties.
So wait, hold on. Just I want so that people can be clear. So what you're saying is that if the bank will give you money to move, if it's a short sale,
yes,
and has been as upwards as much as $20,000 for a short sale, and that money you can use it to start over. So a lot of times, as a
short. Absolutely. Okay. And what I see, the reason they're in the problem of short sale, they don't go by the rules to buy. Go to a broker, even not a broker. And I understand, or an agent, I understand you have reservations, but talk to five and listen and see who's telling you the truth. Because if you find somebody that's really good, they're going to get you something you can afford and you're not going to have that problem. And then when you buy something, and I hope you aren't offended by this, Remo and Flanagan is not the next thing you do. Try to hold on to the property a little bit before going to that person, okay? Because you're buying it for you. And when we go to Remo and Flanagan or whatever store, we're doing it for our friends. They're not paying your mortgage. You need to understand that you do what is good for you. When you come home and look up at the building and say, this is mine, that's what's important. Having a brand new sofa is not that important.
So you want to give your address and your contact information at this point juncture, how people can get a hold of you and get up if they want to.
My name is Harriet Robertson. I'm the broker owner of Brooklyn NY BPO. We're located at 276 Jamaica Avenue in Brooklyn. And our contact number is 347-406-8369 or 917-952-7364. And by the way, you don't have to be selling a house. You don't have to be renting an apartment. Maybe you need advice. And like I said, I may not know it myself, but I can put you to the person who does. And that's what we are. We are facilitators. We know contractors who've done wonderful jobs. We have to, because we have REO properties and they better do a good job. We don't know every home inspector, but we know the best ones because we've used them, right? We know attorneys. I have a list of about 50 attorneys, and the first 10, I just ship them around. When somebody asks me for an attorney, here's my advice. I'm giving you 5 contacts. Call and talk to the person for yourself. Find out everything you need to know about an attorney. And if it's not happening, thank them and hang up. You will find somebody on that list.
So can you tell us, is this your, what is it that works for you? I'd rather have a better question for you. In light of everything that's going on, in this pandemic and everything, there's individuals that are looking to start over. You've been in business since the 80s, so you've been self-employed for some time. What do you recommend that someone that is maybe possibly looking to start over, what is it that they can do to possibly, what should they do if they're in the process of, you know, in this reset? What should they be doing, or what should they do
first? The first thing is be honest with yourself. I spoke with a young lady last night. Mm-hmm. She had come to me some time back, and she brought it up to me. And she said she was very impressed, whatever. And then she said she was looking for an apartment. Well, I try to turn all my apartment renters into buyers. And what I do, if you've been renting for 15 years, just take your rent from each year, multiply by 12, then add it all together. And if you don't have over $100,000, I'll be able to eat my foot. That's just how it is. And if you have spent that much money without a voice, my thing to you is get a voice. She lives in New Jersey now. She went there because she wanted to have a lower rent, so she's doing $1,200. But she wants to come back now and spend $1,800. I said, buy something. She has one kid. She could buy a small condo, not necessarily here in New York. She could buy it in New Jersey. I even suggested to her someplace close to New York. You probably get a better price, and you own it. You know? And I've converted a few people like that, and they're happy. One lady, every time I call her, she cries because she's so happy she did it, right? Mm-hmm. She was going to spend $2,000 a month. Now she owns a two-bedroom condo with a driveway. Hello?
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Hey, that's the best way to do it. So I've found so many things you can do for people, but they're not willing to hear you. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is why you're doing these kind of things, because if people would listen, and it's not like there's not going to be people who still rent. There are, because right. as you have your children, pardon me, when they start out, that's what they're going to do. But they're not going to stay there forever. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's always going to be somebody who's going to rent. Don't worry about that. Just worry about getting piece of the rock for yourself.
So I'm going to ask this question. I know it's redundant, but is this your calling? It's been doing, do you see this as your calling?
I've been doing it for 40 years. It better be my calling.
Exactly. So what is your secret sauce? What's your secret sauce? What works for you? What works? What make it work for Harriet? What makes it work and make it, you know?
Constantly learning.
Mm,
you wow. have to keep learning until they cover the box.
Powerful.
You really have to, because I have, when I'm doing my presentation to buyers, mm-hmm. a fourth grader gave me something that I used to teach school for a hot second. And there was this class I had, and I went back to show them what I was doing now. And I mentioned points. And I stopped a minute. I said, well, let me tell you what points are, because someone asked. And this one kid raised his hand, and he was so excited. I said, yes, what are points? You know what he said to me? The rent on the money.
Wow. Fourth grader?
A fourth grader. Wow. And so now I use it in my presentation, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know where he got it from, but he, you know, yeah. So you never stop learning. And when you go to networking, stand there or sit there and sit by somebody who maybe doesn't even want to talk. And you might get a real jewel to take back and help your business. Because everything I do, I got a little bit from here, a little bit from there. And that's how I learned. Because I knew nothing, absolutely nothing.
Mm. Wow.
And then in 2012, I found out I knew nothing. That's when I opened my business.
Wow.
Oh my God, I was scared. But what I realized is that is, as an agent, you're doing the business, but not the same as the broker. There's so many responsibilities. And it takes more than 1 year to get that down. And I'm still learning that.
Wow. So do you find that you feel as the agent, you're doing all the work, or you're doing majority of the work and the broker does it? You might as well be a broker anyway. Is that the same?
No, that wasn't the reason I did it. The reason I did it, I'd done so many, I've done commercial. Now, this is going to sound silly. I had never seen a black woman on the cover of The Real Deal. And that's how I set out originally to be that person.
Mm.
I haven't given up, but mm-hmm. it's a tough job.
Still hasn't seen it, though. Have you seen it yet still?
No.
I have not seen it.
Neither. No. Gotcha. I hope I don't see it. I want to be the one.
That's right. That's right. So
we gotta get this hair together.
Yeah, it looks fine. That afro, nobody wear that afro like you wear. So what would you like your legacy to be, Harriet?
Okay. I think that I want it said that she knew her job and she was the kind of person that made sure if a person could buy, they did.
Wow.
You know, because it's really, and now I'm going to go to another section I think it's most important that people who look like me own, and the people I have been helping there, not that that's the only people I help, but I've made it my mission to make sure that if I see somebody renting, you know, they come in to rent and I can talk to them. I have to first gather if I can talk to them. You know, I say something like, oh my God, I said, how long have you been living where you are? And then I said, why aren't you owning? And what I would say to anybody who wants to buy, you can own the Taj Mahal, but it has to be your 15th property, not your first, if you're going to work every day.
Wow.
You know, you have to work up to it. Just, and that's part of the problem. That's why we have short sales and REOs, because people want the Taj Mahal first.
Wow. Start out with one step.
The baby wow. crawls first, and then he stands up and he walks.
That's right.
And that's how life is.
So we're at our 30 minutes, and
And can I say hello to all my
absolutely
veterans? All
go
my
right
veterans.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Your veterans. Go ahead. You want to give a shout out to them? Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, guys, gals, look me up. I'm one of you. Come and buy a house from me or rent a
wow.
apartment or whatever you need to do.
You want to give your address and contact information again?
Yes, I'm Harriet Robertson at Brooklyn NY BPO, 276 Jamaica Avenue in Brooklyn, 347-406-8369 or 917-952-7364. Stop by, peek in, and talk to me.
Harriet, it's been a pleasure. I want to thank you. I'm definitely going to have you back. I would love to do, we talked about it, and I'd love to get that done soon. We can get that HUD podcast going and information on HUD where we could talk specifics about HUD and help okay. agents and buyers alike. So we'll talk more about that. So you all can look forward to that coming soon. You can see she's a wealth of information. Has been a HUD listing broker for some time and know the ins and outs. So we want to make that available because I don't know how many times I ran into agents that may not know the process and things have changed. Let's just put it that way. It just changed so much.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for us to help get the proper information out. So that is it for our for this edition of Everything Real Estate. We, with our guest, Harriet Robertson from Brooklyn BPO, Brooklyn NYBPO, right? NYBPO, pardon me. I'm your host, Maurice Muhammad, with Progressive Realty and the director of a Torchlight Real Estate Academy. And you can look out for my book coming out soon, Property Management 2.0. You can pick up your copy and pre-order. What we have is we are going to allow for those pre-orders and those first purchasers to have your name in the book as a affiliate. Pardon me, as an affiliate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you know, for the pre-orders, we're going to have your name for an affiliate. Add your name to the first print edition of the book. As an affiliate. So we'll get you more information on that. And I just would like to thank you all for tuning in and we'll be back, catch you back on the next time. Harriet, is there anything you want to leave the last word with you?
Well, it has been said that knowledge is the king. And if you have the king, pass it on to a queen.
Thank you. With that, I will not try to top that. And I will leave you as I came before you with a great big old piece. And we will talk to you on the next one.
Okay. Bye-bye.